Welcome to a fictional company in your industry. You're about to meet David, a manager. He's been having an affair with Sheila, an employee in another department, where his best friend Stan is the manager. They're about to meet up at a popular watering hole. Hey, David, there you are. You're late. I was worried about you.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I got stuck on the freeway. It's packed out there. Anyways, have you been waiting for a long time?
Well, long enough to have a second Long Island iced tea. At least there's an upside. You're going to have one with me?
No. I got a meeting with Tony later.
Oh, come on, baby. How am I going to get wild and crazy with you if I'm going solo, huh?
Fine. Two or whatever she's having. Thank you.
Wow, you seem really stressed. Are you okay?
Stressful kind of a day.
Well, maybe there's something I can do to put a smile on that handsome face. I mean, that's my specialty, stress relief for weary managers.
I wish it was that simple.
What's so complicated?
Well.
Hey, speaking of complications, you need to call your buddy Stan, okay? Because this morning he gave me the list of everybody who's going on the Vegas trip so I could set up the travel, and my name wasn't on there. The only staff support person was Bambi, that new little bimbette in sales. Anyway, I asked Stan about it, and he said, you know, because I got to go to New York and Chicago, it might look like favoritism. Anyway, I told him that you needed me there, you know, for staff support, and you'd call him.
What did you do that for? Okay, Sheila, I've been to a dozen of these things with Stan. He knows I don't need no staff support. Why don't you just put a company-wide email letting everybody know we're sleeping together?
Oh, baby, come on. Everybody does know we're sleeping together. Are you kidding? The rumor mill is the most efficient system in this place. So, I mean, I thought it was just as important to you as it was to me. Will you call him?
Look, we have to talk about something else right now.
What?
Okay, this morning, I come into the office. I'm early, as always, and hardly anybody's around. Come in, I grab my muffin, my coffee, my newspaper. A few minutes later, I'm in the bathroom. I'm in one of the stalls, enough said. Nobody knows I'm in there, right? In comes the VP of operation with John Hauser, all right? John Hauser's been trying to take my spot for the last 2 months. But they don't know I'm in there because I lift my feet like this, right? Got them in the air, got my ears perked up, and they're gossiping like a pair of old ladies at the laundromat. John Hauser's talking about this married manager who has a relationship with some woman unemployed in the same company and putting the company at risk, putting his own career at risk, getting favors for that employee and trips and so forth. And, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking, who could this bozo be, right?
Well, who was it?
It was me. That's who.
You? All right? John Hauser was... Well, that scumbag, he's going to get a hate email from me.
Whoa, no. Listen, I'm sitting there in the most uncomfortable position possible, literally watching my career go down the toilet. Honey, I love you, okay? I care about you very much, but this has to stop now.
Whoa, David. Hey, time out. That was just boy talk. You don't mean that.
What? Honey, don't tell me what I mean or what I don't mean. We had an understanding at the beginning of this thing. If it got complicated for either one of us, we call it quits. No questions, no bitterness, no anger. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do that.
I remember. In fact, I've been expecting this. I know what the problem is. I'm too old for you, right?
Are you listening?
Not attractive enough, then. Is that the problem, David?
No. I mean, yes. I mean, no, you're not too old, and yes, you're very attractive, and I care about you.
Okay, let me get this straight. I'm not too old. I'm attractive enough, and you care about me, and these two idiots come in doing boy talk, and you're ready to give up on what we have? I don't think so, David. I know you too well. You don't give up that easily on what you want. I know what's going on
Drop
here.
Drop it down.
You've got the hots for that little bimbette Bambi, don't you? Well, what are you staring at over there, Grandpa?
I'm sorry, sir. Whatever you want, it's on me. Just keep it under $10. Will you keep it down? We're in public. Let's stick to the rules, okay? Now, things are out of control. How many favors I had to cash in with Stan to get you that corner window workstation?
I didn't know that.
Well, he cut out kind of heat for that. The merit increase? People upstairs are questioning that.
I never knew, David.
Well, now you know now. And the trips? You've been on two or three of these trips, honey. You don't do anything on these trips. I'm waiting for the moment that some employee, male or female, is going to go running into HR or management and say that they're not moving up or getting any of the trips or perks because, you know, they're not with one of the managers, and everybody stares at me. I'm not going to go out like that. I'm not going to be like one of these politicians. Look, that's sexual harassment, honey. I love you, but I gotta think about my kids and I gotta think about my wife, Yolanda.
I don't want to hear about your family right now, David.
Okay, listen, you know, Sheila, baby, you know how we talked about getting away from this world, getting away
Yes,
from everything?
you mean going on the cruise?
Let's do it. Let's go on that cruise.
Okay, then when?
We'll go all over the Caribbean,
When?
on all the islands.
When?
When my pension vests.
Pension? When your pension vests? We don't even have any pensions anymore, David. And I used to work in benefits, remember? That wouldn't have happened for 10 years, even when it was happening.
Yeah, but time flies if you don't look at the
But
calendar.
baby, listen, I love you. You don't understand. I love you. I don't even care about the perks. I never cared about them. I didn't even know it was causing you a problem. If I'd have known, I never would have done it. But now that I know, I'll never ask you for anything else. So the problem is solved.
No, no, it's
Yes,
not.
it is. It's solved, David.
It's not solved. Listen, honey, I don't have any regrets. This has been one of the best affairs I've ever had.
What?
That did not come out right. But what I'm trying to say is that we can go back to the way we were before, you know, friends. Maybe we can go out once a
What are
week
you
to
talking
lunch.
about? You think we're going to be able to go back in there and act like you're just another manager and I'm just another employee after what we've been to each other?
I know I can.
Well, I can't, David. I can't do it. I can't, you know, see you every day. You know, stand next to you in the elevator, watch you put your moves
I'm
on
not
someone
done.
else. You broke my heart. You took my heart and disposed of it like trash.
That's not fair.
Yes, you have. I don't think I can go back, David. I'm going to be the laughing stock.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I think I need to look at my options.
Oh. Oh, look at me. Look at me. Oh, okay, don't look at me. Whoa, calm down. What are you talking about options here?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm feeling so devastated. I'm feeling a lot of, what do they call it? Emotional distress. I need to talk to someone. I need some support. Maybe I'll go see HR. Maybe I'll get an attorney.